This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Jefferson County Public Schools west of Denver has fired a top district official amid a criminal investigation. David Weiss was chief of schools before he was terminated late last week. The school district says it cannot share further details while the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department investigates Weiss. He has been in public education for nearly 20 years. Police in Aurora now say a gang may be exerting control over residents of a troubled apartment complex that's at the center of the immigration debate. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
In the summer, the landlord CBZ Management said that a Venezuelan gang had kicked out property managers and started demanding rent money themselves. Police said at the time they had reports from residents but could not file charges. A new investigation into a kidnapping and beating at the Edge at Lowry Apartments appears to have fleshed out the picture. Aurora police allege a scheme to extort $500 a month from residents that could shed more light on how the gang operates in the building. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
The city of Gunnison saw a dip in sales tax revenues after the closure of the Blue Mesa Bridge. The bridge on U.S. Highway 50 underwent emergency repairs throughout the summer that limited travel to Gunnison. Combined sales tax numbers were reportedly down almost 2.4% for the month of August. The middle bridge fully reopened to two-way traffic in November, almost 7 months after defects prompted it to be shut down. And if you live on the Front Range and were hoping for a white Christmas, you probably guess that's not in the cards. Boulder sitting in the low 50s this afternoon, similar tomorrow, though there's a slight chance of a wet Christmas. This is CPR News and KRCC.